Day one of the 2024 Iowa High School State Wrestling Championships in the book as we started in Class 2A. Lucas Peters of West Delaware falling in the first round, 8-0, a major decision to Brody Black of Glenwood. Coming back tomorrow, Lucas will take on Tucker Ball of Davis County in the consolation. 113 pounds, Jonah Lundsman had a first-round bye for Monticello. He was then beaten 3-2 by Jace Curry of Sergeant Bluff Luton. He goes to the backside and coincidentally will take on Jarrett Engel of West Delaware, who was pinned in the first period against Austin Hansen of Esterville Lincoln Central. So in the consolation, it'll be Engel and Lundsman at 113 pounds. At 120 pounds, Braden Mowry of West Delaware with a first-round bye. He then won 11-3, a major decision over Jason Johnson of Tipton. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, he'll take on the number 3 seed Carter Schmaus of Crestwood. 126 pounds, West Delaware freshman Cooper Waugh falling 13-5 in the first round to Tice Hansen of Okoboji. Coming up today in the consolation, he will take on Jordan Young of Charles City. 132 pounds, Cameron Kramer won his opening round match over Gage Miller of APGC 11-9. He was then majored by Aaron Boone of Washington 13-4. Coming back today in the consolation, he'll take on Cassidy Craig of Sergeant Bluff Luton. 138 pounds, Jax Miller of West Delaware opened his tournament with a 13-4 major decision over Tate German of North Fayette Valley. He then lost 13-7 to Shane Hanford of West Marshall. Coming up today, he will take on Remington Fry of PCM Monroe in the consolation. Caden Kramer of Independence, a first-round bye, and then a 12-2 major decision over Kyler Sandholm of Red Oak. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, he will take on Jordan Schmidt of Solon. At 144 pounds, Easton Wheeler of Anamosa opened up with an 8-0 major decision win over Logan Bohm of North Fayette Valley. He then fell to Jackson Jaspers of Mount Vernon 3-1 in the second round. Coming up today in the consolation, he'll take on Britton Maxwell of Glenwood. And Tyler Whelan, the number 2 seed for Independence, with a first-round bye. He then won 3-0 over Peyton Pilgrim of Davenport Assumption. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, he'll take on Jackson Kinnitz of Bishop Helan. 150 pounds, Hudson Scranton of Anamosa, a first-round bye. He then won by fall in 129 over Jay Shackleton of New Hampton Turkey Valley. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, he'll take on Mikey Ryan of Mount Vernon. 157 pounds, Blake Mather of West Delaware started his tournament with a fall in 339 over Kane Kibbers of Winterset. He then was pinned by top-seeded Tucker Stangle of Osage in 124. Coming up today in the consolation, Mather will take on Oliver Potter of Woodward Granger. Mike and Wheeler of Anamosa losing in the first round 9-4 to Milo Stover of Creston. Coming up today, he will take on Brody Hansen of Decorah in the consolation round. 165, Aiden Antonelli of Anamosa with a 5-minute, 9-second fall in the first round over Chase Ragler of Carroll. He was then beaten 11-4 to Brody Hendricks of Humboldt. Coming back today, Antonelli will take on Tayshawn Gillen of Gilbert. Also at 165, Luke Johnson of Independence falling 5-4 in the opening round to Kellen Scott of Glenwood. He will come back later today, and he'll take on Christian Dunning of Clear Lake in the consolation round. 175 pounds, Austin Scranton of Anamosa, the number one seed, had an opening round bye. He then won by fall in 341 over Logan Allender of Cherokee. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, he will take on Ryland DeGroot of Western Christian. Brent Yankovic of West Delaware, the number 4 seed, had a first round bye. He then pinned Cale Moore of Williamsburg in a minute and a half to advance to the quarterfinals, where today he'll take on Kenny Kerr of North Fayette Valley. And Braylon Bieber of Independence losing a very close match in overtime to Dane Burkhart in the first round. He will go to the backside, and he will take on Logan Allender of Cherokee in the consolation round later today. At 190, Dylan Monk of Monticello lost a close 4-2 match against Brian Rydell of Williamsburg. He'll have to come back today on the backside and meet Brian Snyder of Centerville. At heavyweight, Tate Peterschmidt of Anamosa losing by fall in the first round in a minute and a half to Evan Sorensen of Atlantic. He will come back today, and he'll take on Jaquez Zamarand of Sioux Center in the consolation. Brady McDonald also beaten in a close match at heavyweight for Independence, 4-2 against Tucker Anderson of North Polk. He will come back today, and he'll take on Aaron Payton of Roland Story. Then we went to our class 3A wrestlers, and we opened up with an exciting Kellen McKenna of Western Dubuque, the freshman at 106 pounds. He started the tournament with a fall in 122 over Hudson Fleming of Bettendorf. He then pinned the number 8 seed Connor Stickrod of Spencer to advance to the quarterfinals, where he will take on Dylan Munson of Cedar Rapids Prairie. Then at 144 pounds, Joe Hirsch from Western Dubuque had a first round bye. He then won by fall in 5 minutes and 21 seconds over Wyatt Hying of Spencer. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, Hirsch will take on Ben Hansen of Ankeny. 165 pounds, Drew Birds had an opening round bye, but then he was beaten 7-2 by Ari Eltz of Ankeny Centennial in the second round. Coming back today in the consolation, he'll take on Angelo Wernow of Ankeny. 175 pounds, David Tyson of Western Dubuque, a 10-4 win over Adam Rose of Marion in the first round. He then took on three-time state champion Maximus Magana of Waterloo East, losing that match by fall in 54 seconds. Coming back today in the consolation, he'll take on John Hatchett of ADM. And in Class 1A, where we finished things up last night, we started at 126 pounds. It was Brock Morris of Cascade providing all the excitement. He opened up with a fall in 159 over Gavin Sloss of ACGC. He then won by fall in 3 minutes and 4 seconds over 7th-seeded Seth Edelman of Southwest Iowa. Coming up today, he'll take on Colton Munson of Ogden. At 132 pounds, Brody McGrath of East Buchanan lost by fall in the opening round to Ethan Krall of Jessup. Coming back today, he'll take on Ethan Satchow of Hinton. 144 pounds, Colton Torres of East Buchanan lost 8-4 in the first round to Isaiah Malm of GTRA. As coming back today in the consolation, he'll take on Mark Grant of Hinton. 150, Keaton Moeller, the number one seed sophomore from Starmont, had a first-round bye. He then came back and won 15-0 technical fall over Connor Jacobson of Ridgeview. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, he'll take on Carter Metcalf of Pleasantville. 157 pounds, Carter Wilgenbush of East Buchanan had a lead early in his first-round match but was pinned by Wyatt Vanderwerf of Jessup, bumping him to the backside, where today in the consolation, he'll take on Shaden Washburn of Alburnett. Another fun wrestler to watch today was Clay Wilgenbush of East Buchanan, as the number 12 seed coming into the tournament, winner by fall in 34 seconds over Jacob Rystrom of Shenandoah. He then took on the 5th seed, Cooper Gates of West Branch, won that match 12-5. Coming up today, he'll have a tough quarterfinal round matchup against Lincoln Blickendurfer of Central Springs. At 190 pounds, it was Tanner Torn of East Buchanan winning his first round match 11-5 over Brett Plants of Montezuma. He then fell to the number one seed McCade Bloker of North Butler Clarksville in 1 minute 20 seconds. Coming back today, he will take on Levi Young of Trainer in the consolation. And Nathan Bites of Maquoketa Valley, the number 3 seed, had a first-round bye. He then won by fall in 3 minutes and 18 seconds over Bryce Wiskus of Kemper Catholic. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, he'll take on Tate Peach of Iowa Valley Marengo. 215 pounds, Brady Davis, an opening-round bye. He then won 8-0, a major decision over Indy Ferguson of Lisbon. Coming up today in the quarters, he'll take on Kyler Salas of Don Bosco. And at heavyweight, Aiden Salo of Maquoketa Valley, the number 5 seed, had an opening round bye. He then won by fall in 2 minutes and 38 seconds over Corey Kepke of Denver. Today in the quarters, he'll take on Trenton Warner of Nottoway Valley. Bottom side of the bracket, Cody Fox of East Buchanan, your number 2 seed, had a first round bye and won by fall in 54 seconds over Garrett Hoyt of Iowa Valley Marengo. Coming up today in the quarterfinals, he will take on Peyton Jacoby of ACGC. Our schedule the rest of the day, just like it was yesterday, we will open up at 9 a.m. with our Class 2A wrestlers taking the mat first, as they will wrestle the second round consolations, followed by the quarterfinals and third round consolations. That goes from 9 a.m. till 12:30. Then from 1:30 to 5 o'clock will be the same for Class 3A, and 1A will wrap things up again tonight, as it will be 6 o'clock until 9:30 tonight for our Class 1A second round consolations and quarterfinals and third round consolations. Live from the Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines, Jamie Vasky, KMCH Sports.